Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So there's a saving faith, there's a serving faith, and then we see the third one is a system of faith. We see that in the book of Jude. We earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. So when we get to, when you rightly divide the word of God, cut it straight, and everything's in context, you understand that. So when you see the word faith, is it saving faith? Is it the serving faith? Or is it a system of faith? In other words, the doctrines that we would teach and hold to. Okay. Well, this section is a serving faith. And we get to verse number one. I wrote this down. I wanted to share this with you. The Hebrew believers were becoming discouraged, and some even went back to temple worship. So Paul encourages the believers by giving examples of ordinary men and women who did extraordinary things simply by trusting and obeying God. So when we get this section, these are just regular people, regular folk. I won't get into the names this week. Farther I'm going to get this morning is verse number 3. I was going to say I promise, but I can't promise. When we get to like Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham, all these, I'd like to just kind of go through there. But each one of them is a special story. But anyway, we'll do first 3 verses today. Get to verse number 1. Let me read the first 3 verses, then we'll dissect it a little bit. Hebrews 11, verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by what? Faith. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So we see in verse number 1, again, many commentators would call this, many Bible scholars would say this is a definition of faith. Now faith is. Well, there's a lot of truth in that. But I look at it this way. It's more than a definition. I look at that as a demonstration of faith. There's a definition and then demonstration. And so as he goes through Hebrews 11, we see people demonstrating their faith. They're living out their faith. But we see that when it talks about now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When I was writing some notes down, this came to my mind. Because sometimes definitions aren't good enough when you're facing difficulties in your life. It's one thing to know what faith is, you know, by definition. But we really need to know what it is to put it into practice. Huge difference. To know it in your definition up here in your head, than know it in your heart. And so that's what this is really all about. Paul's not outlining what the definition of faith is. He's trying to encourage those believers facing severe persecution. Listen, just trust God. And he's going to start naming some men and women who believe God, and God did wonderful things through them. We see that you need examples of living faith. If they can do these things, hey, we can do. In 1 Timothy chapter number 1, you don't have to turn there. But I love this section of scripture when Paul is talking to a young preacher boy named Timothy. You have to pardon. I got to turn these pages simple. My pages are ripping in my Bible. I got 2 new Bibles last week, but I don't want to use them yet. One of these days I'll transfer, because my pages are falling apart in this Bible. My notes and all that. But anyway, I have to turn these pages very carefully. They're ripping. Anyway, in 1 Timothy chapter number 1, Paul was writing to young Timothy, and he says this, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me. The word enabled means he was empowered by God. For that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, which means he was a bully. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. And this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Can you imagine the Apostle Paul? A note. Do you know the closer that we get to God, the more we realize just how vile a sinner we are? The closer we get to a holy God, we just realize just how sinful we really are. I ain't so bad, you know. I'm glad I ain't like that guy. Well, when we line ourselves up to the Lord, we're still a pretty rotten bunch of people. Anyway, that's what he said, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Christ, Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And he's at the beginning writing Timothy, and he's telling Timothy, listen, if Jesus could do this for me, he could do this for anybody. Before he saved me, I was this, a blasphemer, injurious, and a persecutor. But he saved me that I may be a pattern. The word pattern means I'm an example. He's telling Timothy that, I'm an example. Well, back in the book of Hebrews, we see that he's sharing these examples of faith because they're severely persecuted, and they're thinking, well, if they can do that, we can do it too. Faith is used 231 times in your Bible. 231 times. You don't have to count them all. You can just Google it. Okay. No, I went to my Bible app. 231 times. Only twice, though, in the Old Testament. 229 times in the New Testament, the word faith is used. But it's amazing, 24 times that word is used in this chapter alone. So this chapter is chapter of faith. And again, when it talks about now faith is a substance, the word substance means the foundation. It's what everything's built upon. Our faith is built upon the Word of God. That's where it's from. It's built upon, everything else is built upon this foundation. This faith that we're talking about here is not a leap in the dark. We call it a blind leap of faith. No, we have faith because God said it. It's in His Word, and I believe it. There used to be a bumper sticker, used to be on, or it's a common saying years ago, with this statement, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, the truth of the matter is, whether you believe it or not, it said, if God said it, it's settled, whether you believe it or not. And that's the substance. That's the foundation. That's what he's talking about. Faith is the foundation, substance of things hoped for. The phrase here, hoped for, literally means to wait with joy and full confidence. We know it's going to happen. Why? Because God said it would happen. So we hope for that. The things we hope for are things that we do not possess, that we do not now possess, but are things that are promised to the believer in the Word of God. We do not hope for things that we already have, that we already possess. We don't have to hope for those things. Matter of fact, again, Paul wrote in Romans chapter number 8 these words. Begin verse number 24. For we are saved by hope, and it goes on in verse for what a man seeth, why doth he have hope for? For if we have hope for that which we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. So now faith is that substance, that foundation of things hoped for. We know I'm looking for the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's our blessed hope. Are you looking for Him to come? He's my hope.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special revival services with Brother Mike Holcomb. He will be with us Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. for special revival services. We hope that you'll come join us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.